of the game. That was a good win for us. And we traveled as many miles as we did, and we had a good week of practice. We made a lot of really good plays that shouldn't be overshadowed by a few bad plays. So those plays happen at times when you're trying to, you know, make the right play, and you know it happens. So I'm happy the way we responded in the second half. We came out, put a touchdown on the board early, and then I had a great drive there at the end. So I'm not disappointed at all. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. He needs to leave if I'm gonna. You know, anyway, he's a great player. He does everything right out there. He's always in the right spot. He gets open versus any coverage on any route. He and Randy and the way Ake played today, they all stepped up and made some great plays. So we needed it.
How do you think the fans out there took to American football?
Well, hopefully they enjoyed it. I mean, there was some good plays out there by us. You know, it wasn't as close a game as they've had in some of the past years, but I'm happy we came out with the win. I mean, we came over here hoping to get a victory, and we did that. So it's nice going into a bye with a couple victories under our belt, and it's going to be a fun flight home tomorrow.
And how would you like a road trip here every year?
I'm all for it. I mean, if we can guarantee that bye in week 8, I mean, I'd love that too. So it was a fun experience for all of us. I think we all took something different out of it. You don't get this opportunity too often, and I think all the guys really enjoyed it.
Obviously, it's just a regular season game, but from our vantage point, the stands and the press box, it kind of looked and felt like a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that fan sense?
Yeah, all the flash bulbs were going out there before kickoff, and everyone seemed excited. The wave went on for about 10 minutes, which you don't see that in the States too often. But there, it seemed very exciting, for the fans here. And like I said, I think it's really a privilege for the players to come over here and get to enjoy this type of experience. So, like I said, it probably will never happen again for us, but, so we'll retire 1-0 internationally.
Can you talk about Brandon Tate? Brandon Tate came in right away, made some contributions. Talk about a little bit your first team.
Yeah, he did good. I mean, it's pretty tough to do without practicing at all for all through training camp, first 6 weeks of the year, and to come out there and return kicks like he did. He had a nice play on a reverse. Every week he's going to get better. So we need depth at that position, and he's going to be called upon as a contributor even though he's a rookie. So he's just got to keep making improvements.
Tom, do you think that you're going to be able to, I mean, maybe more so this year than before because you had the year off and everything else, that the bye week's going to give you a really, really good chance to sit down and really evaluate everything that you've been through over the first 7 weeks of the year and maybe where you're at?
Well, I'm feeling great. I mean, I'd keep rolling, you know, 2 wins in a row, and we'll take time to kind of do some self scout and reflect on what we've done, what's been successful and what hasn't. Certainly, a lot of good things to take from being 5-2. We played two, poor halves of football there against the Jets and the Broncos, or those outcomes may have been a bit different. But that's why I think today was exciting. We went out there and put two touchdowns on the board, and there in the second half, which that's what we're going to need to do. We got some pretty tough games coming up, but that was a good one to get today.
Now, you probably haven't played here yet. It's a new one because people have heard about you. For somebody you don't love, that registered all the way, you want to show these guys something extra?
Well, I'd love to go out there and play, my best every time out, and forever for my teammates, for my coaches, and the fans certainly. But I think what we did today was good enough, and we had a goal coming over here, and there was certainly plenty of distractions for us, but to get the win and then to fly home and have a little bit of time off. And I think we'll all reflect on the last 7 weeks and hopefully move forward with better preparation, better concentration, and go out there and be able to perform better in the last 9 weeks of the year.
Second and 13, it's over to Welker. Blockers in front. Weaves his way to the left. Welker's in for the touchdown.
Well, I think we handled it great. We came over here on a Thursday. We took the late flight on Thursday, got here Friday morning, had a couple days to adjust. I think everybody was really energized before the game. So I think that part was really good. Everyone seemed like the concentration was good. We had a practice on Friday, which was good. So I think the preparation was great. I felt great today. I felt really well rested and ready to go out there and perform like we did. Well, I think that we don't, as football players, often get to spend as much time together as we had all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, pretty much all day Monday. So most of the time, you leave on Saturday morning, you're together Saturday night, you play Sunday in your home. So, I think getting to, we all went out to dinner on Friday night, which you don't get a chance to do too often. So spending 10 meals together and all sitting in the plane together, and we had a great flight over, and I think just that experience for all of us and getting to know each other is hopefully will serve us well down the road. There's been a lot of new players, so it's kind of nice to all come together and experience something like this. Is kind of a unique bonding experience for all of us.
Hey, Tom, did you experience the City of London at all, and are you going to go out tonight? Team's not leaving until tomorrow,
we'll see.
Right?
Might need some recommendations on where to go. Sheriff West is available. He'll be the first one leading the charge. So are we going out? He's available. He's certainly available. So, thanks, guys.